So the epistle for Quinquagesima Sunday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Brethren, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am becoming as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And if I should have prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I should have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And if I should distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and if I should deliver my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity is patient, is kind. Charity envieth not, dealeth not perversely, is not puffed up, is not ambitious, seeketh not her own, is not provoked to anger, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth with the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never falleth away, whether prophecy should be made void, or tongues shall cease, or knowledge shall be destroyed. For we know in parts, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the things of a child. We see now through a glass in a dark manner, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. And now there remain faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 18. At that time Jesus took unto him the 12 and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things shall be accomplished, which were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and scourged, and spit upon. And after they have scourged him, they will put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this word was hid from them, and they understood not the things that were said. Now it came to pass, when he drew nigh to Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard the multitude passing by, he asked what this meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out much more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, standing, commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I do to thee? But he said, Lord, that I may see. And Jesus said to him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he saw and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Please be seated. Lord, that I may see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we come to this last Sunday before the season of Lent begins with Ash Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. It has quickly come upon us. And so, yes, the question becomes, are we ready? Are we prepared for this season? In the Epistle, St. Paul refers to looking or seeing through a glass in a dark manner. In some ways, we ask the question, what does he mean by that? Looking in a dark manner. We can say that it is a soul that is clouded in sin. Those that are spiritually blind, they don't understand, they don't ask to be cured from that. When we can take an example from sacred scripture. We had the Israelites in the desert, that they would always cry for the help from Almighty God, asking for food, asking for water. And so they would always be seeking this help from Almighty God. And so God sent the 10 plagues because the Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And so God delivered them from the Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Soon after that, they would murmur against Almighty God. And then to the point that they would also give worship to a golden calf. They were blinded by their sins. And so sin causes man to forget Almighty God. We neglect serving him. We fail to care for the salvation of our own soul. And at that point, finally, we end up in hell. Because we have disregarded then what we owe to Almighty God. And so from that, how may we be afflicted by this spiritual blindness? I mean, one, do we give thanks to Almighty God for what he has given to us? Or in a sense, are we like the Israelites? We get what we want at that time and then we forget God. That we no longer serve him on the day-to-day basis. One, you think about, obviously, with Shrove Tuesday coming, Mardi Gras, the sins of the world that will be committed. And for us, the idea of the sense of sacrifice, reparation, that is necessary to be made. The upper school students will be on a day of recollection that day to prepare them for Lent, for one, but then also to help them to see the importance of taking care of their soul. And so we think about, yes, the world, of how that they will offend Almighty God as if he is not their judge. And granted, there is the warning time and time again of how sin blinds the soul, in a sense, dazzled by sin, that the soul becomes. And that's where you look at the golden calf for them. God had delivered them. God had given them so much. And then they go out because Moses was taking too long talking to God. And they need something to worship, so they worship a golden calf. So sacred scripture says, woe to you that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitterness. And so, yes, there is this warning from God. Woe to you. Woe to the world that is around us. And granted, at times God will send severe chastisements, measures to try to wake up souls. Again, we think about the Pharaoh and what God tried to do to help him. Sending these different plagues. And in a sense, it took to the last plague before he would even consider. You could see in sacred scripture how he was so hardened against this, against God, against praising God. And yet, God would constantly send all these things to him, trying to wake him up, these measures that are given. And so for us, it's necessary that we must cooperate with the grace of God. Cooperate because God sends us these different things to try to help our souls, in a sense, to wake up from the sins that we have fallen into. One, to make reparation for them very clearly, but then also to get us out of, in a sense, being caught up with our sins. Because if we don't cooperate with the grace of God, again, sacred scripture reminds us, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts. That is for souls that are unwilling to cooperate with the graces of God. That they are blinded. That their hearts are hardened. And so yes, for them, their punishment will be hell. And so that is why it's so important for us in this time period as we prepare for Lent, to understand what we must try to do for our soul. The reasoning for the penances that we take on, the sacrifices that we make, to repair for the damage that is done. And so that's why it's necessary for us to look at our own soul and to see, to reflect on our past sins, but then also then to try to anticipate for the future. What we need to try to do in order to gain in the spiritual life. And so that is this time of reflection that is given to us, of how sin can blind us, make us forget the things necessary for our salvation. And so that's why it's so important for us now to consider these things before then it can become too late for our soul, of how souls die away from the grace of God, of how either thinking that they have more time, or in a sense, they just don't really even care. And that's what I say when we think about Shrove Tuesday. Yes, for us, it is also maybe the last time we can have some things that we're planning on giving up. No problem. But when there is a different mentality of soaking ourselves in sin, to where we don't even realize or don't want to realize that God is our judge, that God will judge us for all the actions that we have, that we make in our lives. And so that's why it's also good for us to also to consider repairing and to make reparation on that day also. Yes, we can have the things that we're planning on giving up, but to also to consider the importance of preparing ourselves on that day. I mean, the next day we will receive the ashes reminding to us that we are dust, and in that dust that we shall return. And so in a sense, we are nothing. And how quickly it fades away for us. And as I say, for these people, can you imagine soaking themselves in sin and then dying that night? I mean, that is where then we consider and we look at the judgment seat of God. We look at our own soul. And that's why it's good to reflect, yes, past sins, as long as it doesn't discourage us or make us despair. But that we realize the need for making reparation. And then addressing the present moment, what do we need for our soul to help us? What do we need to try to do to change our ways? And especially if we're blinded, that we can be like this blind man who says, Lord, let me see. Help me to see. And so that is why it's so important for us at this time. The consideration of our soul, of realizing what sins have possibly done to our soul. Or God forbid that they have blinded us to it, blinded us to the fact that God will be our judge, that we stay in that state and do nothing. And so that's where we have to change our ways. And that's what St. Paul is talking about, of looking in a mirror that is a darkness to us. We don't see clearly our sins. We don't see clearly the state of our soul. And that is a grace from God. And so let us pray to our Lord and our Lady that they help us to realize what is necessary for our salvation, what we need to try to do this time period of Lent, and that it lets the light of faith protect us against the darkness and the ruin of spiritual blindness. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.